I'm Rob Harmon. I'm a Westville resident, and I was near the Village Market Mall this morning, just before 9 o'clock, and suddenly I started hearing gunfire, and I realized that there was some pretty strong caliber weapons being involved, and so I knew this wasn't just somebody shooting off a gun. And then all of a sudden I saw a police van pull up on Jan Hofmeyr right in front of the Village Market Mall, and I quickly grabbed my phone and started filming. And I saw the policeman take up a position, which I thought was a good position that he was in, because he was on high ground and he was shooting down. And so started seeing him exchanging fire, and but I heard like three or four different weapons being used against him, and I realized, whoa, he is outnumbered. I didn't realize at the time there was another policeman involved, a man that we actually know, and I heard a few of his shots going off, and then I heard his gun go quiet, and this other policeman was continuing to fire. And I had a young man, our security guy, that was standing there, and I realized he was in an exposed position. I was behind a picnic table and a small tree, so I wasn't in an exposed position. So I quickly informed him that he needed to take cover, get behind a vehicle, which he did, and which was good, because at about that time, the vehicle that was being used came roaring up the street from the mall and went shooting past us. And so I got it all on video in hopes that they would be able to identify the vehicle and also be able to see what the license plate number was. But that was the event and the shootout. And I just have nothing but respect and admiration for the police, because they protected us as civilians from a very, very dangerous situation.
And that video you took has now gone viral in your web.
Yeah, so I hear. My niece's husband phoned me and said that his brother in New Zealand sent it to him. And that was within about an hour and 15, hour 20 minutes of the event actually happening. So for it to go around the world in that short of amount of time was nothing short of amazing.
And, I mean, what was going through your head this morning when all that shooting was taking place?
Well, I was thinking to myself that we live in a situation which can become very precarious very quickly. So it really behooves us just to be aware of our surroundings and then take necessary precautions not to become a casualty in such a situation. So that's what I was thinking about, and that's why, you know, I was behind the picnic table and behind a tree, and then became very concerned for the man that was standing beside me, because he was standing in an exposed position. And I realized that him being, you know, quite young, that he wouldn't have experienced, you know, these kind of things. And I was in Vietnam, but as a non-combatant, and had been exposed to situations similar to this. So, because we were, at that time, we were at war with Vietnam. And so I just quickly told him, you know, that he needed to take cover. And I think everybody must keep that in mind, that when you are in a situation where there's suddenly life-threatening occurrences taking place, that you get yourself and those people around you into a position where they don't become a casualty.